bringing you a passion for health and wellness. Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm fine. It's always, well, I'm always doing better when I get a chance to talk to you.
I always feel great talking to you as well. How are you and how are our audience?
Well, you know, hey, Dr. Omar, we're in between that summer. You know, it's been, you know, unusually warm. And so maybe we're letting down our guard because it's going to be 80 over the next 3 days, warm summer day. And then in the twinkling of an eye, they're going to pull the rug out from under us. And we're going to get back to what the weather should normally be. And that's getting ready for the fall.
I think this is when we are caught off guard, and I encourage people to be careful and start boosting the immune system. Make sure at least you're taking your vitamin D every day. There is a supplement that I use 2-3 months before the cold and flu seasons. And these supplements help to boost the immune system, helps with what I say, the resilient immune system. It's called ModuCare, 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 based on studies of that happen for patients with weakened immune system. Contain two ingredients, sterols and sterolines, a certain concentration of these components, and they created this product, ModuCare. Currently, there's a version that's taking only 2 capsules every day. I give it to some of my patients who prepare for the cold and flu seasons, are taking 2 capsules every day. ModuCare ES, it's a supplement that I highly recommend for patients either having chronic conditions or just preparing before the COVID and flu seasons. So yeah, just something that came to my mind to share with you and with the audience. Remember this and ask about it when you call at Wiltopia. ModuCare ES. Great supplement recommended by Jim Lavelle, one of the legends of the supplement industry in the United States.
So Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you if they want to have a dialogue and conversation with you?
People can always call at 262-429-9429. Leave me a message or go to wiltopiarx.com, where we put a lot of the magic, a lot of the information that we're talking about.
You know, Dr. Omar, this morning we're going to talk about something that people don't talk about enough, but something that is it's the center of, I guess, our being, and that's our brain. You know, you don't hear, there's not a whole lot of conversations about the brain, your heart, your lungs, your kidney, your kidneys. You hear conversations constantly about those organs, but rarely about the brain. Why do you think that is? We take it for granted?
I think we take it for granted because we are used to being sharp. And as we get less sharp, we forget how sharp we were. 10 years ago and 5 years ago, you don't know that you have brain fog until it's lifting, until you do something about it. That's for some reason why taking statins have a side effect, and they're written in the books, side effect of taking statins can be brain fog because of the effect of statins, deficiency of CoQ10 and other effects. So as I give patients CoQ10, sometimes they come after a couple of months and they say, oh, I feel my brain is working again. But that's just one part of the equation, because another part of the equation is healthy sleep. People who are not sleeping healthy for years and years, they suffer from memory issues. So yes, we take it for granted. And I think the earlier we can realize what we can do to support our brain health, the better that we can have strategies to support our brain. And some of those strategies are not going to cost a lot of money, but they will cost a lot of effort. For instance, shutting your screens and devices 1 hour before bedtime and for 1 whole hour after you wake up can have profound effect on your brain health. Tried over and over again by anyone who does it. I don't need to provide clinical trials to tell people about it, but the abundance of screen around us can tell us the story of what we can gain if we just shut the screens in those two most important hours for the brain. Just 1 hour before you sleep, so you can calm down and just have this kind of subconscious message that I'm going to rest and relax now. And after you're awake by four a full hour because you're planning for invading the world and creating greatness in the morning when your life starts.
Dr. Omar, what correlation is the brain to the other organs in the body? Is it separate from those other organs, or does it have, you know, manifestation over those organs?
The brain, that's actually a great question. We want to say that the brain connection to the other organs is profound and deeply connected. There is what we call the brain heart axis, in which the heart isn't just a pump. It sends signal back to the brain through the vagus nerve. The atrial fibrillation, hypertension, the plaque reduction, all of this reduce the brain perfusion. So when this happens, when you have these kind of issues in the heart that affect memory loss, stroke risk, and if you have poor brain health from chronic stress and anxiety, that raises cortisol, that increases the heart disease risk. On another angle, there is the brain-gut axis between the brain and your gut, in which the gut microbiome makes serotonin, GABA, and dopamine precursors. And if you have dysbiosis or the balance is not perfect in the gut, you would have brain fog, depression, and anxiety. And that's why when I have patients coming, picking up prescriptions for depression, I ask them, do you take probiotics? And they ask me, why do I take probiotics? I tell them, because there is something called the brain-gut axis, all right? There is also the brain-liver connection, all right, in which the liver clears the ammonia, the toxins, and the hormones. If you have poor detoxification, fatty liver, alcohols, so many meds, what happens is ammonia buildup that affects and causes confusion, poor focus, and even hepatic encephalopathy. So the brain inflammation stresses the liver too, because there is higher demand for glutathione. And the glutathione, the strongest antioxidant, the master antioxidant in the body, when you are sleeping less, detoxifying less, you're producing less of this glutathione. So the connection is profound, is clear. And there is also the brain-kidney link. There is the brain-lung connection. The brain is the center of our the connection with all of the organs. So that's why supporting your brain health is key and important.
About something called brain fog. What is brain fog, and how do I know whether or not I have brain fog?
Yes. Well, I mean, the brain fog, it's kind of what we say before we talk about memory loss and memory issues. Start to forget, where is my keys? You just kind of, the names are not, the recollection of names isn't as sharp as it is. Someone that you worked with 5 and 10 years ago, and you just forget their names. You feel like the trying to solve simple problems is kind of, you're not as fast as it is. I mean, you start to realizing brain fog, you kind of, you're starting to have memory issues, and maybe it's going to develop to something else in the future. So brain fog is kind of the same idea, the visual idea of having this fog. Sometimes you can recollect the ideas and take the decisions very quickly, and sometimes you're not. And that's when we have to actually do something about it. You would have brain fog sometimes after a long illness, sometimes after several sleepless nights, if you have someone dear to your heart who's sick, and many other times after taking certain medications or after taking a heavy meal, all right? You sleep, you wake up, you feel like my brain isn't as sharp as it is, or after a night of drinking alcohol and a short night sleep, you wake up and you feel, I feel something terrible in my brain. I can't think clearly and straight. All right. This is a sign from your brain that you cannot ignore. And it's not just in your head. It's real. It's physiological. And the moment that you realize that you're not as sharp as you are, start to seek answers. And start to seek answers by the basic things that we always talk about. Sleep better. Eat healthier. Less alcohol. See the inflammation in your day, like toxic people in your life, fix your relationships, work on your food, and then after that, talk about the supplements, the super supplements that you see advertised everywhere. That's not your first choice of what's going to fix brain fog and memory issues. You start always from the basics.
So Dr. Omar, brain fog is, could we say it's normal, and at some, any given point in time, all of us are going to experience some brain fog, and so when do you realize that it's become more than just a temporary thing? How do you determine when this is bigger than just something that's temporary?
Well, actually, it is common. Not normal, but it's common. And just because a lot of people experience it doesn't mean we should accept it. The brain fog is like your brain's check engine light. Something is off. The fuel, the hormones, the inflammation, or the stress. So why it happens? Physiologically, we can talk about blood sugar swings, the spikes and the crashes that causes brain fog. If someone is always eating so many sweets before they sleep or through the day, so there is blood sugar spikes. The blood sugar goes up, and then the body would produce insulin. It goes down and then spikes again. So these blood sugar swings can cause the brain fog. That's not normal. The sleep debt, that's what I would call it. The lymphatic system cannot clear the waste. And this lymphatic system is a system that in the body that helps to clear and detoxify and regenerate the energy and power in the brain and the body through the night. This lymphatic system isn't working clearly because we're not sleeping enough hours. Then there is, of course, the inflammation and the obesity. And this obesity causes a lot of cytokines and inflammatory markers that cause gut issues. And there is also the infections and the food sensitivities that would build on that and all send the noise to the brain. Then as we turn 40 years old and as women get into the menopause, there is the hormonal impact. And low estrogen for women low testosterone for men. That is actually what causes brain fog. One of the functions of the testosterone is brain health. That's why for men, testosterone is their brains. And I had such a fascinating book written by Dr. Pam Smith talking about male hormones. And most of the book is talking about simple things that men can do to increase their testosterone, not including just taking injectable or topical testosterone, but just because testosterone is very important for men and it gets to be less after 30 years of age, decreases every decade, would decrease by maybe 10% less or more. But checking the hormones would be very important to make sure that brain fog isn't happening. Then there is the nutrition and nutrients deficiencies. Our foods are not as healthy as they were 20 years ago and 30 years ago. So checking on the B12, the folic acid, the folate, the iron, the omega-3s, the magnesium, taking a very good multivitamin. We cannot underestimate that good multivitamin and its effect on the brain health. And of course, there is toxins, mold exposure, heavy metals, and poor liver detox. So I want to give some practical steps, Earl. We just want people to feel empowered. And I tell everyone when they come with brain fog, my first question is, how can we fix your sleep? Then I get that question, how do you know that my sleep isn't perfect? I tell them, because most of people that come complaining from brain fog, they have awful sleep. So we start working for that, aiming for 7 to 8 hours. That is the magic number, not 9 hours, not 6 or 5 hours. And getting this consistent deep sleep, consistent bed wake times is very important. That's where I start.
You know, Dr. Omar, you just present this whole synopsis of our lives and our physical being, and how it works, how the whole system is kind of intertwined and interconnected. And if you don't take care of one thing, it impacts and affects all the other aspects of it. But, you know, there's this commercial that comes on, and it's called Prevagen. Yeah, that's what it is. And they talk about buying this over-the-counter medication that supposedly, you know, a wonder drug called Prevagen. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
I know it very well.
But
yes,
it's supposed to really have a major impact on your brain. Is it so?
Well, Prevagen is a supplement for brain health as advertised. It has one active ingredient called apple aquarin, which is like a protein originally found in jellyfish. And the commercial claims that it supports brain health, improves memory, clears the brain fog. Well, I mean, I have, like, full disclosure, at Wiltopia, we test between products and we try to find what's best for patients. Our affiliation with companies is through what supports our patients.
Right.
We tried Prevagen 6 years ago. I had a contract with them. I got it to my pharmacy. We tried to use it with some patients. But after 8 months, I found that the feedback that I was hearing from my patients isn't that great. And I took it off the shelf and I had to kind of switch it to other things. Well, I mean, does it work for some people? Yes, but is it the game changer? Well, let's think of it this way. Someone who's not able to sleep at night, then at 2 a.m. they open the TV or go on the internet and they find the commercial. This beautiful product, Paken, it's going to help your brain health. So you subscribe to 3 months out of it, and then does it work? Does it not work? That's questionable. That's why part of podcast today, I want to talk about the most important supplements to help support your brain health. And I would say the basic ones are where I would start. So taking and checking your vitamin B12. So taking cyanocobalamin or methylcobalamin, which is the active form of the B12. And I want to tell the audience that not every B12 should be activated. It's okay to take cyanocobalamin if you don't have problem in a process in the body called methylation. So not all of the supplements you need to take should be methylated. If you don't have problem in methylation, you might have increased inflammation in your body by taking the active form of the B12. And that technically means that a regular good multivitamin with maybe 500 microgram of B12 can be enough for supporting the B12. Also, if we're talking about the top-notch supplements for brain health, take a very good omega-3 fish oil. And fish oil omega-3, according to studies, have been very supportive to patients and people who take Adderall and ADHD medications. Many of those patients, and I'm quoting psychiatrists and doctors who prescribe Adderall every day of their life, and they tell me, like, we notice the difference when they take high quality omega-3 fish oil. We notice the difference in the scores when they come to the clinic. So we want to support the brain health with more than one aspect. So taking high quality omega-3 fish oil is more proven to help and support the brain health. If you want to top it up a notch, you want to take a form of ginseng. Ginseng is great. Korean ginseng is great to help with brain health. If you want to top it up another notch, you take a form of ginseng called synapsin. We talked about it several times before. Synapsin is ginsenosides, which is a form of ginseng made by treating the ginseng under certain conditions to produce those ginsenosides called RG3 and RB1. And it's such a wonderful combination of supplement. Came to the United States through a Chinese lab, and Chinese, it's actually like produced from China, and then Jim Lavelle brought it to the United States maybe 15 years ago. It was only produced through PCCA at that time, but now it's a supplement that that is available also as chewable, and we have it at Wiltopia Pharmacy. But what it does is that the RG3 helps with mental sharpness, mental equity, and the RB1 is another ginsenoside, which is a form of the ginseng component in the ginseng that helps to decrease neural inflammation. And I work with a group of compounders, a company called PCCA, Pharmacy Compounding Center of America, and they have consultants in their teams, and those consultants are helping and supporting pharmacists like myself when we are struggling with a formula or a solution to a patient case. We call them and they give us answers. So I called once and I spoke to one of the consultants who's been like supportive to me, and I asked him, like, man, you're so sharp, tell me your secret. And he told me, I'm gonna tell you my secret. I was about to retire 2 years ago, then I started to take the synapsin, and I am here still working. So he tell me, like, his own words, I left retirement because I took this one supplement to support my brain and my brain health. So it might work for you, it works for me, it works for someone else, but what I recommend that you do when you see something, a supplement, a product, a food that is claimed to do XYZ, try to always source it from the right place. And then try it for 3 to 4 months, which is 90 days to 120 days. That is enough time to produce change in the human cell, all right? You try it for 90 days to 120 days, and then check your result. Check what's gonna happen with your health. And then decide if you wanna continue in it, you wanna take a break and compare on it and off it, what's gonna happen with you. So it's kind of, you know, you have to test and try, and remember that there is no magic pill.
You know, Dr. Omar, you, man, you know, where to begin? You, there's so many different things. You talked about the many supplements you have in your store and something for everything. So how do you determine? You always say check this and check that. How is one supposed to check all of those different things unless it's done and you know what to ask when they're, you know, when they're drawing your blood and you know, is that the only way you can check to see what you're missing?
Excellent question, Errol. We love precision medicine. We try to check with the complete blood count, the CBC. When you do the regular checks with your doctor, make sure that you do the basic panels, which is the CBC, complete blood count, the lipid profile, and then ask for the A1C, because I found that not every yearly check patients would have the A1C, which is blood sugar. And then you would check for the vitamin D, okay? And then do a regular check on your thyroid gland. We have to make sure that the thyroid gland is working fine. All right. And for women going through the menopause, changes in the cycle, checking for the hormones, the estrogen, progesterone, DHEA, and testosterone. So checking the hormones, blood or saliva, that works. For men after 30 and 40 years of age, checking testosterone is very important, because we're realizing that younger and younger women are having lower testosterone than usual. So the total and free testosterone, checking on those, the basic panel would be important. And then if we are suffering from other things, we would do more lab work. For instance, Earl, and I'm very realistic when I talk to patients about this, if we have obesity and we have unexplained weight gain, we test for magnesium, RBC magnesium. So we want to know if the magnesium levels is good or bad. We test for inflammatory cytokines. So these are kind of more special tests to see what we can do to support the weight loss programs, because now we have the GLP-1 agonists. Patients are looking for Mounjaro and semaglutide to help with weight loss. But wait a minute, some patients take it for a few months and then they call and say, I plateaued. I'm not losing weight, I'm actually gaining weight. So what else is going on? What else is happening? So we check on the foods. What are we eating? And then if we can't solve this problem, we look at the other more specialized tests. So it's all about who are you, where are you, and what can we do first as an easy way to fix the problem, and we go from there. And that is why we like that when you have a discussion with ChatGPT, it's fine, have your discussion with ChatGPT, but then take this discussion to the specialists and ask them, validate the information that you have, because the decisions that you will take today are going to affect your health 5 years from now, 10 years from now. If you are awake and you are cognizant today, like let's say you have brain fog and you're going to start to create a plan, I would highly recommend you invest time and money into this plan before you implement this plan. To give you an example, this is my regimen for the morning. This is my Synapsin Pro LPT bottle. I always have it with me. I take it in the morning to support my brain health. And then I have something else called L-theanine, which is kind of help to calm and focus. And I found that this regimen would really help to support my brain health. So there is so many things that you can do, but checking and confirming what is suitable for you and testing long enough, as I mentioned, 90 days to 120 days for a treatment plan before you decide, you and your doctor and your healthcare providers around you, if this works for you or you need to change something.
So Dr. Omar, brain, heart, lungs, kidney, you know, all of these organs separate but yet work together collectively to keep us who we are. Do we have to maintain each one of them separately? do we have to check on each one of them because they're different things and supplements for each one of them? How many supplements can our bodies withstand?
That's a wonderful question, and I have this challenge with many patients who come and tell me I cannot bring every bottle in my medication cabinet because there's so many of them. And I try to encourage the patients to tell me what they are taking on a daily basis, because we want the most basic plan to help support their health. I try to ask the patients, okay, let's say that there are medications for your blood pressure, for your diabetes. We're going to start with those. Then we're going to start with what is proven that these medications are affecting your health, what we call drug-induced nutrition depletion. So if you take metformin, we know for sure that you might have a problem with vitamin B12. We know that the microbiome in your gut might be affected. So we start with the basic things, B12 with probiotics. And if you take a statin, we try to put the CoQ10. So we try to put the basics first. And I ask the patients, okay, can you take all of these pills together? Can you afford these pills for a while? And we go from there. So yeah, we have a capacity of what we can take on a daily basis. But I know people who can take 5 pills a day, and I know people who take 40 pills and capsules a day. And those people who take those number of pills for a long period of time, they get pill fatigue at a certain time, and they come and say, okay, I need to take less for a little bit. I need a break. So we try to reformulate the plan. So just knowing what is the most important thing you need to take when you go to a deserted island, you pick up 1 or 2 pills. That's what we need to start with. And I'm going to tell you now, you take your blood pressure medication with you, all right? Make sure your blood pressure is fine. And then you go from there. Priorities, all about prioritizing your health, movement, and then look for the real food. And always ask the viable question, do I need to do this extra treatment, extra physical therapy, extra whatever, and seek the answers and just go from there. But health has to be an interesting subject. It can't be boring. It's not treatment. We are living. We are people that live through phases of our lives. Yesterday, we had a conversation with one of my patients who's like a famous lawyer. He was talking to me and to my team in the front store. And he was like telling me, I am old. And then my front store employee Tori, she told him, you only grow younger. And man, he laughed, and then he was like, she's a keeper, keep her. Yeah. And then he left, and we saw him leaving until he left it to the parking lot laughing from what she said, because she said it very quickly, intuitively. So it's like, yes, we grow younger as we figure out ways to understand our bodies and our brains, and we deal with them. We just have to be realistic. And if something is going to cost us a lot of effort and a lot of money, we can always ask the question, do I need to do this? Is this important? Is this priority? Is this changing my life? Is there something else I can do that is not going to be as expensive or as effort taking? And I promise you, you will find answers.
So Dr. Omar, so a combination of prescription drugs that the doctors prescribe, and then the different supplements that you're taking, and so there's 24 hours in a day. How do you set your body to take all these different medications and supplements in a, you know, how do you, if you're taking 12 the medications and supplements in a day in the, you know, the first part of before nightfall, how do
nice
you
situate
what to take and when to take them, as where you're not just throwing 3 pills down at a time?
All right, that is a great question. There are 5 times in the day that we can take pills and capsules, all right? In the morning, wake up until noon, that's when the cortisol peaks naturally. The body alerts and the blood pressure rises. That's best time for stimulant medications, ADHD, narcolepsy, medications like modafinil, etc. That avoids insomnia later. There is the thyroid medication like levothyroxine and liothyronine, MP thyroid. All of the thyroid medications taken empty stomach, same day, daily in the morning. And if patients cannot take two times to take the thyroid medication and then the other supplements or medications later after an hour, if they take the thyroid medication with everything else for a long period of time, the body adjusts to the amount of the thyroid medication and they can continue with that, because based on the levels, the doctor will adjust the dose according to the thyroid medication time that they take. So if you take it on empty stomach in the morning, it's fine. If you take it with other foods for a while, that is also okay. With breakfast, you can take your B vitamins, the CoQ10, the probiotics, the adaptogens that support the energy. And that's with a cup of water and with food. And I like to make the medications and supplements taken around the time that I eat, so I can kind of make a schedule every day.
So Go ahead, Dr. Omar.
I was just going to move to the noon time, which is like 12 until 4 right. p.m. And that is perfect for iron if prescribed, or if you're taking iron and take it after you eat, and better absorption with vitamin C away from calcium. And a pro tip, if you take iron, to take it every other day, not every day. Every other day for the iron, not every day, because there is some mechanism in the body called the hesperidine effect that makes the iron more effective if you take it every other day. And midday, you avoid caffeine after 2 p.m. because it kind of leaves the body after 12 hours. You don't want insomnia at night. So latest cup of coffee you take would be 2 p.m., all right? And then there is the late afternoon in which the cortisol in your body drops. Melatonin is not yet set, so you're just kind of preparing for the night. It's best for blood pressure medications if it's twice a day. It's best for supplements for muscle recovery, like creatine, amino acids, and magnesium malate, especially because many of us prefer to go to the gym later in the day. Then there is the evening time in which melatonin rises, the parasympathetic nervous system takes over, and that is great for things to help with sleeping, magnesium glycinates, CBD, lavender oil. And then there is the medications for insomnia only if truly needed, and also probiotics can be taken at that time. And at that time in the evening, try to avoid B vitamins, avoid the stimulants or late thyroid medications, because the thyroid medication in the evening can disrupt the sleep. So I get this question, what do I do if I miss my thyroid medication and I remember it like at night? Do I take double dose the next day? And always my answer is not to do that. Just take the same medication at the exact time the following day. So it's like, you know, it's good to ask that question, because every one of us is like a case study by ourselves. Everyone is taking different combination of things. So it will be great to ask that question to your pharmacist, because they understand when and how to take the medications according to several factors.
So the B vitamins should only be taken during the early hours and maybe the afternoon hours, never during the evening hours before you're going to bed?
It's energizing. The B vitamins are energizing. And there is two ways to answer this. The B12, it's taken in the morning, it's energizing. But if it's a B vitamin that's a B complex, that doesn't have so many B vitamins, it's just like a balanced okay form of B vitamins that can be taken twice a day, once in the early morning and the other time is in the late afternoon, because it leaves the body in 12 hours. And the pro tip B vitamins, the good B vitamins, are always going to turn the color of pea yellow. So don't freak out. And I'm saying this because I have some patients that stopped taking B vitamins after they realized that they have
the urine is turned yellow.
Yeah, urine is turning yellow. So, right. You know, it's important for them to know.
So you should only take that once a day?
Take it once a day in the morning, or take it the other day from the time that you take the multivitamin.
So what happens if I wind up with too much B vitamin in my system?
The B vitamin can be toxic. You can go to a toxic level of B vitamins, and that's why it's good to check. If you're taking B vitamin for a long period of time, you might need to take a lower dose. So some of those supplements with B vitamins are very high doses, and you can be deficient and you can take a higher dose of the B vitamins. And that's when the doctors would tell you to scale down a little bit.
You know, Dr. Omar, this conversation that you and I have, I think is, if ever there was a conversation that should be spread broadly across our nation, it is this one. You know, I wish there was a way that we certainly could make sure that this reached so many people, because at this juncture in my life, my loved ones and those who I know who are also aging need to hear all of this, because, you know, prior to me meeting you and having these discussions, you know, I didn't know. And so you just live your life and you just keep moving, but you don't realize you really can impact the quality of your life and the longevity of it.
Completely agree with you, and you give us this opportunity, Earl, because you encourage me to talk and discuss the information that we learn in pharmacy school and in clinical practice, and that gives me the energy and the power to talk to my patients. And you're giving us this channel that we can spread. We use it in our marketing material as well. So thank you for this opportunity that you're giving me, and this is kind of gives me a message and make me talk about it with other pharmacists, is that to try to always step away from the computer screen and talk to the patients, because the simplest piece of information can change lives.
You know, Dr. Omar, prior to, all I could do is think about, you know, my mom and dad as they aged and did not have this kind of information, and, you know, and struggled with their physical health. You know, at 71 plus years of age, you know, people see me and they talk to me and they can't believe that I'm still. As a matter of fact, I walked 10 miles yesterday. But people, they look at, well, how old are you? And I can't believe it. And look at your skin and look at, but Dr. Omar, I'm not from a different planet. Prior to meeting you and taking the different supplements and understanding the inner workings of my body, you know, we're average people. We didn't go to pharmacy school. We're not physicians. We don't know anything at all about our bodies and the inner workings of our systems. But that's why this conversation is so relevant, Dr. Omar.
I think you're very relevant, spot on, Earl, but I also, like, from talking to you and working with you for a while now, I realize how much truth seeker you are, and you always kind of challenge questions and status quo of things, and that kind of gets you always to different answers. So I think what you're doing is great, because you always try to improve and learn more and teach people more, and that kind of gives it the blessing of knowledge and applied knowledge, and that's why it's just kind of God bless your health and your efforts. But I think as long as we are always trying to humble ourselves and seek to do better, we're going to do better. You know, there's no question about it.
So Dr. Omar, we'll leave it there. As always, an honor and a privilege to get a chance to have this dialogue with you. How can people get in touch with you?
People can always call at 262-429-9429, leave me a message or speak to me, or go to willtopiarx.com and communicate with us.
Well, I'll be coming to see you in person this afternoon.
And you like a plan, Harold.
All right.
Looking forward to seeing you.
In the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on what's going on with Earl Ingram. See you later, Dr. Omar.